Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. You have reached your host for today, Karima Ali with the National Coalition of Women of Color in Construction, and I am doing a live remote from Octane. We're located at West Marietta Street in Howell Mill in Atlanta, Georgia, and basically today is just a new outbreak of what the coalition is doing and in the contracting efforts. Want to thank everybody for constantly calling in and tuning in every week. It's going to be loud in the background, but ladies and gentlemen, real quickly, we want to just stress the fact that the AAR, American Recovery Act, is a very strong and very positive act on behalf of the president to basically give each one of organizations an opportunity to work in creating a creativity that we're not accustomed to giving. And it's been very, very, very strong meeting with community leaders, MPU leaders to help build sustainability and capacity within the contracting levels of working. So, again, I want to talk with everybody about some of the projects that are coming up during the upcoming months. As you know, that we're located in the Atlanta area for today, and this is actually a live remote that we're doing based in the area, I guess you guys can hear the backdrop of what it means to live in Atlanta. We're on the street, and basically you look at a revitalization of the Atlanta community and how downtown Atlanta in the Marietta end, which was an industrial part of Metro Atlanta, and it's been a complete conversion. I am right outside Five Seasons Restaurant and Brewery, which was a total conversion. Nothing was taken down. It was just an ad of sustainable materials. And these are the things that our organization is proudly presenting on a day-by-day basis. Now, from a contracting level, this has been a possible $300 to $400 million expansion. And now, from what I'm understanding now, it's going to be added another $20 billion in construction in this area and new development. We also want to explain to people that we're on the ground floor of working with a lot of neighborhood management groups who are demanding that their communities are put in a position of empowerment. I was just meeting with a gentleman that is a community NPU leader. His name is Sheriff McCullough, and his organization is he's a community organizer for NPUG, and was with Michelle Uchiyama as well from NPUH, who is formally placing together a strategic level of community involvement, development, revitalization, and the outcome of all of this reverts into building vital community centers, vital living community centers throughout the United States, because we've implemented such a large amount of time and building subdivisions, and people are really, there's no communities and buildings of subdivisions. There's no sidewalks and subdivisions. There's no community related efforts for our children to experience the outdoors. I mean, we have the highest obesity rate as people of color there is, because there's no sidewalks in our community, and there's no parks in our community, and there's also a part about planning and being a part of all of the what you call construction projects and construction jobs. This is something that is pre-planned prior to any of the construction that you see. So we stress to everybody, as a part of the community involvement, is to go to your neighborhood planning unit meetings so that you'll know what's going on in your community, so you won't look up and see several types of developments and you have no interest in it because you figure, I will never afford to be there. But if you're part of that structure and you meet those developers and you demand that your kids be a part of that project as a stipulation for them coming in, ladies and gentlemen, your kids will have projects. Actually, your husbands or your wives who want to work in construction will have projects. This is the part about allowing yourself to be your own voice and being a voice for yourself, and stop looking for champions to champion you and invest into your communities and yourselves by being your own voice. And I'm giving you the blueprint on how to be a part of projects prior to those projects coming. All you have to do is either form your own neighborhood planning unit or find out where they are in your community. And I tell you that Metro Atlanta has all but every area in the section of Metro Atlanta has a neighborhood planning unit. And some of those planning units could be one or two people, and some of those could be 50 to 100 or 1,000 people. So we ask you all to become involved in your communities through the NPUs, so therefore you will not be left behind. You can demand that you are able to have a place in how that building is supposed to look. You have a right to have input in your community outside of just saying, oh, there's another XYZ in the community. And so these are some of the points that we are going to continue to make through, in terms of directing people and changing the face of contracting. Changing the face of contracting is also changing the way that we do business in terms of business owners and in terms of people who are sick and tired of being sick and tired. But then people say, what can I do? Well, the example has been set in front of you, ladies and gentlemen, that basically you are a part of there's nothing that's in a city or a county that does not get approved through planning and zoning. There's a planning and zoning meeting for everything that's ever built. If somebody has not gone through planning and zoning, then it's been an illegal action on their behalf, and as a person that lives in your neighborhood, you can protest that before they build there, and you can also make demands about what you want in your community. I also want to stress with you all that as of each July 1st, we will always have outdoor live remotes in different parts of Metro Atlanta, different parts of the Georgia, and possibly, hopefully, be traveling from city to city. and speaking with different individuals relating to contracting, because everything is set up in contracting for each one of NPUs and things of that nature. I want to make sure that everybody understands that we basically are giving vast amount of information so that the information can flow freely and clearly so that you all will be able to understand the capacity in which you all want to operate. I certainly believe that if you do not want to be counted, then I suggest you never listen to our show. But if you want to be counted, listen to our show, go through our archives, and then you'll have a formidable understanding of what's going on. It's really simple. You can be a part of any development prior to it ever becoming a construction project by being a part of the NPUs in your city, in your state. You have to be a part of the NPUs in order to direct your future. So we therefore experience so much change within the nature of how we do business by utilizing this particular practice. So, again, we ask that on a day-to-day basis that you check our site. We're going to have a more interactive site. We're going to be posting more and more of the projects. Last week we posted several jobs, basically the state bond projects on the show last week, and we're hoping to experience a lot more information exchange and providing each one of the organizations that we are privileged to work with our membership, with our United Brotherhood of Carpenters, and with our multimedia, applied science, and A&E programs that we have established for our youth. We also certainly appreciate each individual concerns with the trajectory of the coalition. We feel that we are on the right track. We feel that we're on the cutting edge. We are actually at our 935th show as of today. And every week, each week, as long as God gives me life, we will have a show. I don't care where we're broadcasting from, but we will be broadcasting every Wednesday until we do better in terms of having a show actually on or a national syndicated show. So we also want to strand out that the NPU is the most critical part of acquisition, land, and planning levels that we have, the involvement that we have, and our voices that could be heard. And so hopefully we'll be able to bring a lot more information to each one of you all. The show is going to be cut real short today because we definitely want to make sure that we're always privileged in understanding that each week we will become a force to be reckoned with. We're hoping to continue to build alliances with other people throughout the United States and abroad. As we all know, that we are working with Fiona Schering out of Australia, helping assist them to opening up more opportunities for women in the trade over in Australia. And we're partnering with another young lady from out of Ireland, Joanne Colbert, in helping bring in sustainable products that's been a part of Europe for some time. Now, I want to also make sure that we all understand that we want to pay close attention to what is about to happen in the month of July. And so please be very, very privileged to continue to look and go to our website and look at the changes that have been taking place within the construction industry. And I also want to let everybody know that our president, Janora Barnes, who had surgery today, and she's recovering and still coming out of the surgery right as we speak. And so we ask everybody to for their prayers regarding her quick recovery. It's going to take several weeks for that to happen. And we want to also thank Maggie Freeman and continue to support the organization. And in its place of replacing Ms. CJ Hearn as our interim Southeastern chair, we certainly appreciate Ms. Hearn's work that she put in. But I guess the industry and anything else, when you have business situations, you have to take a, you have to survive. So a lot of her time has been taken up in some personal issues. So we continue to pray for her and her strength in maintaining her two-decade-old business. And we also want to thank Michelle Ugiano, welcome her to the coalition as a new member. And we also want to thank Nadine Levy for allowing us to air out of her venue a couple of times already last month. So, again, please check out our Youth Build Foundation, the Building Youth website, so that we can definitely interact with more of our youth. And we appreciate everybody's attentiveness and continuing to work with us throughout the year. And so we're going to tell everybody for today that we're going to cut our show short. And I thank everybody for listening in, and please tune in next week. Keep in mind, get involved in your MPU. Get involved in being a leader in the MPU. Don't allow other people to direct your community. Try to make sure that you make a actual commitment to be a part of your community. And it's real simple. Join your MPU. It's very simple. If you want to know what's going on in your community, get active in your community. And so, therefore, by being active in your community, you'll be able to understand that what's going on in your community. You can understand what the developers are doing. And you can also be a voice if there's something that those developers do that are not a part of the agreement that allows them to come into your community. So please take a look at if you live in Metro Atlanta, go to their website and you can look up MPU, and those MPUs will be able to give you an idea of how they're broken out, and you can identify there through either numbers or letters, and they'll be color charted out on a map. So I want to thank everybody again for tuning in, and I ask everybody to tune in next week. We, again, during the month of July, we'll probably always have a live remote out of different areas. I'm traveling that, and I want to thank folks that constantly are online and listening to the show. And so we're going to sign off today. Again, it is July 1st, and we are doing live remote throughout the rest of the summer. And I want to thank everybody again for tuning in. All right, everybody have a blessed day. Bye-bye.